Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. A group of activists in Juneau filed paperwork yesterday in the hopes of putting a question on the 2024 election ballot about whether the capital city should begin enforcing, quote, ship-free Saturdays. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, this isn't the first time residents have tried to get this question on the ballot.
About 20 people gathered at Marine Park downtown on Tuesday with signs calling for ship-free Saturdays in Juneau. The group met as the season's first cruise visitors were heading back to their ships after a few hours in town.
We want one day where we don't have buses, where we don't have helicopters, where we can go to Auk Bay, where we can go here, one day a week.
That's Carla Hart. After rallying in the park, she and four other residents went to City Hall and filed paperwork for an initiative that would ban all cruise ships larger than 250 or more passengers on Saturdays and on the 4th of July. Hart has long been critical of the growth of tourism in Juneau and the impacts it has on locals. She says the ballot initiative should be a wake-up call for city officials.
I decided that it seems that the city isn't able to do things on their own, but that the citizens have the right to ask for these things. And since the city doesn't seem to have the will to do negotiating on behalf of making life better for the residents, that we can.
At a tourism panel last week, Cruise Lines International Association Alaska spokesperson Renee Reeve said ballot initiatives are a big concern of cruise lines. She said negotiated agreements with the city often take longer, but are better for the community.
We don't turn on a dime, and it may take a little bit longer for us to come to the decisions and for us to make decisions together, but it's a far better way than litigation and ballot initiatives, in my opinion.
The city recently announced it had negotiated a conceptual agreement with cruise lines that could limit the number of daily passengers that come off their ships and into Juneau. But the agreement is still far from final, and no specific numbers have been shared with the public yet. If approved, the limits would go into effect during the 2026 season. If the ship-free Saturday ballot initiative is passed by voters, that could go into effect as soon as next year. City tourism manager Alex Pierce says if that happens, it could have widespread impacts, including on all other Southeast communities that cruise ships visit.
When Juneau makes a move, even something like daily passenger caps that are kind of vetted and reasonable, it impacts everybody else up and down the chain. And we need to be very cognizant of that as we move forward.
Last season, city officials in Sitka denied a citizen's petition to put a visitor cap on the ballot, saying the proposed legislation would be unenforceable under the Alaska Constitution. Pierce says she does not know if that would happen with the Juneau initiative.
We'll have something in front of the Assembly as soon as we can on what the implications might look like.
This isn't the first time activists have tried to pass ballot initiatives to limit cruise ship traffic in Juneau. In 2021, Hart proposed three separate ones aimed at different aspects of cruise ships' impacts. All three failed to get enough signatures to make it on the ballot, but Hart says she's more confident this time around. Once the city clerk certifies the initiative, the group has 30 days to collect nearly 2,400 signatures. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
The Sitka Assembly is calling for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, to reconsider a decision it made last fall to close the home health department. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
SEARCH replaced its home health department with a home-based care model last September. Since then, some Sitkins have protested the change. In testimony at town halls, ads and letters to the editor in the newspaper, and to SEARCH's Community Health Council, they've raised concerns about the level of care patients will receive and potential cost of the new program, which is no longer Medicare certified. Throughout the process, SEARCH has maintained that the level of service will remain the same for patients and that it has no plans to reestablish the home health department. At a meeting in January, Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said he'd spoken to SEARCH officials and felt confident in the new home health program. But at the April 9th Assembly meeting, Mosher said he'd given the issue some more thought and decided to co-sponsor a resolution calling for SEARCH to address the community's concerns with Assemblymember Tim Pike.
I have since learned a lot and have considered all versions of this to the best of my ability as a non-medical care professional. And I've come to the conclusion that At the very least, you know, this is a soft memo and a soft ordinance. We're respectfully requesting that Search consider reaching out to the public for a genuine involvement to find out what the public really feels and thinks about this.
In addition to public outreach, the resolution also asks that Search consider reinstating the previous home health program. 10 community members shared testimony on the home health change, including retired physician Connie Kreis, who said that Search's current services are not equivalent to what it provided before last fall. And she said Search had not made enough of an effort to engage with the community on the issue, noting a recent Community Health Council meeting that limited public comments.
The once-a-year public input mandated by the Search Sitka Community Health Council was, it's hard to describe it, it was not respectful, it was not adequate. It's my hope that the resolution may encourage Search administrators to rethink their relationship with Sitkans, to truly engage with the Sitka community.
Stephanie Weddle is the local president of the Alaska Native Sisterhood. She said there are currently members of ANS and the Alaska Native Brotherhood who traveled out of town for medical treatment and haven't been able to return home due to the lack of services.
My husband and I experienced this with a couple that we were friends with just last month who ended up being in Anchorage for more than a month for health care because they could not come home due to the care that was needed. And it was simple care that they could have gotten from home health care, but it wasn't available here.
Peter Karras Jr. is the president of the local A&B chapter, and he echoed Weddle's concerns.
So these are very important, very serious matters. This isn't something that's just going to go away. I'm in favor of a squeaky wheel gets oiled. So I think if we say things loud enough, often enough, Search will hear.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen said he was on board with the resolution.
If it was around, I'd probably be using it for my mother right now. She's 89 years old and got pretty good dementia, and she could use it. Not there. And I hope a little resolution makes a difference. I'd say as important was you guys speaking tonight. I mean, that'll be heard more than our little resolution.
And Assemblymember J.J. Carlson felt that the resolution said a lot in very few words.
It's the respectfully request that Search considers reestablishing a Medicare-certified home health care department by convening and engaging with the public. We recognize that Search is independent, but desire that Search seeks out genuine public engagement. There's a lot in those two sentences there, and I'm fully behind asking them to do exactly that.
The Assembly unanimously passed the resolution. KCAW reached out to Search for comment, but did not receive a response by press time. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
And this week is Alaska Folk Festival. We have a little snippet to play for you today. The Alaska Youth Choir kicking off the 49th annual Alaska Folk Festival with their rendition of the Alaska Flag Song on Monday. The festival will run through Sunday night and will feature more than 130 acts on the main stage at Centennial Hall, as well as dances Friday and Saturday night at the Juno Arts and Culture Center. This year's headlining artist is Grammy Award-winning artist Lori Lewis and her bluegrass band The Right Hands. The Alaska Folk Festival resumes tonight at 6:30 at Centennial Hall. If you can't make it to the main stage, tune in to KRNN at 102.7 and 103.1, or go to ktoo.org, where you can watch our live video feed. You'll also find links to the full concert schedule there. This is KTOO.